tonight on the Delirious Dads Gaming Podcast.
You thought Hunger Games was over? It's not.
We review one of Marvel's greatest.
If it's not poop, it's not cute.
Wow.
And now, the Delirious Dads Gaming Podcast.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Delirious Dads Gaming Podcast, episode 20. We've been at this 20 weeks, Woo. Guys, 20 weeks in.
Yes.
It feels awesome. And today is June 17th, 2019. We will be releasing the audio podcast on Friday. And guys, we got a pretty good show planned up for you. We plan on having a fun time tonight. It's not.
What's the date of that Friday?
What's the date of that Friday? Let me pull up the old trusty calendar here.
I just knew you didn't have it, by the way you didn't say it.
It'll be the 21st of June. Thank the good Lord for calendars on your computer that you can pull up right away. And hey, everybody in the chat, hope you're having a good Monday. My Monday was crazy, but first I want to introduce my buddies here. We got Ryan Maddox over there.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got the Spidey Man, Hunter Venable.
What's up, what's up?
Hunter's rocking a Spider-Man t-shirt. That's kind of the theme of the show now. It seems like I'm always doing like a...
Talking
like
about Hunter's style.
Yeah, like going to a style review over what Hunter's wearing this week.
You know why? He's the only one out of the three of us that has a style.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've got that Dollar Tree style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, rocking them Dollar Tees.
Yeah. Unless we're talking about your electronics and then, you know, only the best for Mr. Clint.
Well, I don't have the best, but, you know.
Best electronics, but he's wearing the Route 66 vintage t-shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's the only way we can bring you guys the quality we bring you is because Clint has the gear he has.
Okay. Yeah, well,
it's all for you guys.
Yeah, it is. We want you guys to have the best time ever. So I want to give a shout out to the people out in Twitch land. Someone just logged in on the Twitch. I want to say hey to you guys. So the way the show is going to work tonight, we're going to have Ryan throw in some news. Hunter's going to be giving us a big game review for this week. And then I'm going to be throwing some gadgets and gifts your way. You know, just kind of some useless information, some of that fun, you know, that we talk about. So got a big one planned.
I don't think I've ever considered fun to be useless.
Well, my wife considers it to be useless sometimes.
Oh, wow.
But, you know.
There we go.
He said it, we didn't, you know.
Yep.
And a happy belated Father's Day to all you dads out there. This is a dad podcast. And so I want to let you guys know that we love you. Keep being good dads. Sometimes it's a hard job, but stick it out. Cool. Well, let's get into it. First off, let's talk about the kiddos. I think we should just shoot off with, you know, it was Father's Day. And Ryan, I know you said you maybe had something you want to talk about.
I always have things to talk about with the kiddos. I had a great Father's Day. How was your guys' Father's Day?
It was great.
Pretty good, other than cut my finger.
It was weird hearing people say Happy Father's Day, you know, because I don't feel like I've done much yet to be a father.
Mm-hmm. Well, as Ryan would say, you're not a dad yet, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that used to be the running joke.
Now, listen, you have a child. I'm not, you know, I don't agree. It's not that I disagree that the kid in the womb is a kid with its own DNA and it's a child and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. But you have not fajad it yet.
Fajad.
You have given it seed. But you have not done much else since, until it's born.
Still getting to live that.
That's what I was telling people the other day. I was telling them Natalie's the one carrying him all the time. Mm-hmm. She's selfish. She didn't let me carry him at all.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Clint?
I just said he hadn't done the work part yet. The dad.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's all right though. You'll get there.
As for me, Father's Day was good. Basically, the wife just said, "Hey, it's up to you. Whatever you want to do." Mm-hmm. We don't have a bunch of extra spending money right now, which I'm not really a money spending kind of guy. Like, I thought about going and seeing Endgame, which, believe it or not, I haven't seen yet, which I really want to see.
Mm-hmm.
But the theater that was close to me isn't playing it still. It's only playing over in Tulsa and BA, and I didn't want to go all the way over there. So I was like, nah. So it's been flooded around here for a while. I said, let's go check out this creek that I passed one day, like a month ago or two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really clear water. Like, it looks like a kind of a probably spring-fed creek. pretty good sized creek too, and which you don't see a lot of those in Oklahoma, definitely not West Oklahoma. And so I was like, let's go check it out. Last time we went, it was flooded. On my birthday, we tried to go, and it was just, you couldn't even get to it. The road was closed. And so this time the road was closed, but the creek was receded. And so we went in the creek, we did some fishing, caught some crawdads, turned over some rocks, did some swimming, chased some catfish. It was definitely a blast. I got a little bit of sunburn. Ooh. And I got to say, I realized that the best thing for sunburn is man boobs, because everything under my man boobs was not burnt at all. And so I've got like this red tan up top, red on my belly, and then right underneath is just bright white. And so, and I'm sure it's not just man boobs, but, you know, that's cleaner for the show, so we'll keep it to man boobs.
Right, right.
But, yeah, then we came home and we actually watched a movie called Mortal Engines. I don't know if you guys have seen that or if any of you guys out there listening.
That's the one with the machines that are the earth or whatever.
The machines are the cities. Like, these cities are mobile. They're vehicles that have, like, war against each other.
Okay.
And what a cool story. I really liked it.
Yeah, for those of you who've never seen it, check it out. And then for me, Father's Day, my day was a little bit of work, a little bit of play. It started off really cool. We went to church, and in Claire's daycare / Sunday school portion, they had the kids do a card to their father. And inside the card, they did like a little questionnaire type deal about your dad. And so they would ask the kid the question, the kid would answer it, and they write it in. And so this is what they said. This is what Claire said about me.
Nice. I'm excited for this.
Yeah. My dad's job works at Candy. So she apparently thinks I'm a candy worker. My favorite,
because you bring candy.
Yeah. My favorite thing to do with my dad is play with him. My dad's superpower is the Hulk. She says, I love my dad more than chocolate.
Wow. That's big.
My dad always laughs when laughing at the candy. He laughs loud. And then she says, I love my daddy because he is my daddy. And says, love, cool. Claire, 2019.
Oh, that's sweet.
Anyway, so just some funny responses from Claire.
Oh, yeah.
Really cute. Apparently, she thinks I'm the Incredible Hulk, which, you know, freaking awesome. I'll take it.
Yep.
So
can't beat that.
That was like the best Father's Day gift right there. I'm going to have to keep that in an old shoebox somewhere so I don't lose it. And then I was building the stage behind me on the audio podcast. You guys can't see, but I went ahead. I've moved back to the closet and I've kind of turned it into my little studio section. So that,
I don't know if you'd call that a stage. I don't think the average person would call that a stage.
No, I said background, backdrop.
No, you definitely said stage.
Yeah, well, whatever, backdrop. Same thing. Backdrop, stage, same difference, right? Something behind me that doesn't look like, you know, a bunch of shoes in the background.
Right.
Dressing it up. And so I went to Lowe's to get some PVC pipe. I was going to build this thing out of PVC pipe because my good buddy Ryan has forgotten to bring me his backdrop for like the last
I've got months. Another one of these, which you can't see if you're on the audio, but if you're on video,
he's going to bring it to me.
Yeah, I could. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Clinton made his own, he's going to bring me the one that's already made so I don't have to do anything.
I'm fine with that.
Clint's looks good. What does this look like on mine, by the way? Like, I always think it just looks like pure black back there on what I can see on my little video.
It's just darkness.
But that's a good thing, because, like, if you put some cascading lights and stuff back there, it'd probably glow pretty
sweet.
Good.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I went and bought some PVC pipe. First off, guys, when you go to Lowe's, know what you're getting. Don't be like me and just go into it blind.
No, you'll be there forever.
I just wanted the regular PVC pipe, right? Just like your normal... Yeah. Whatever you build scaffolding out of. Well, I go back there to get it, and this lady's back there, and she's like trying to help me get the parts or the pieces, right? And she's like, I don't think you need that small of PVC pipe. I think you need thicker, because I was telling her what I was building it for. So we get the 1.5-inch thickness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fine, yeah, that's fine. And she's like, you can either do a hacksaw or you can get a PVC pipe cutter. So I'm like, I'll just get the PVC pipe cutter. That sounds easy. Some of the stuff I saw on YouTube said it cuts real easy, like no big deal, right?
Right.
So I get all that stuff. I'm fitting 10 feet of PVC pipe into my car, my little Nissan.
Oh,
so
man.
Just picture that. I'm out in the sweltering heat just trying to get this thing to fit in my car, you know.
About it's been like 80 degrees around here, guys, just so you know.
No, it was in the 90s that day, okay? So anyway, This guy was coming out, about hit him in the head as I'm trying to get it through. Like, it came out my passenger side window and about smacked him in the face. Nice. Anyway, I finally get it fit. I come home, I lay it out in the living room, and I'm getting the cut. And here we go, baby. I don't know how to use this pipe cutter thing, right? So
yeah.
First, I'm trying to figure that part out. Yeah, I'm not going to look it up. You know, I'm a dad.
Yeah.
And so Mikhail's over there going, don't cut your finger. Don't, you know, that looks dangerous. And she's keeping Claire away. And I'm like, it's fine. You're worrying way too much. No big deal, babe. It's cool. I got this. Well, then, you know, I'm sitting there. First off, the pipe doesn't fit the pipe cutter. Even though it cuts through 1.5 inch, it really doesn't fit it. So it keeps kind of slipping out. So it's a little dangerous getting started. Once you get to that first part, that top part, then it starts cutting good. But it has trouble gripping it. So anyway, guys, I'm cutting. I reach across to grab. I don't know why I was reaching across to grab. And I was coming across. Well, the blade, the tip of the blade, somehow caught my nail. And it's so sharp that as soon as it scraped my nail, it dug into the nail, right? So then it has act as like a grip. And it pulled that blade down like right across the corner of my finger. And got down into the meat pretty good. And if my nail wouldn't have been there, I probably would have took a good portion of my corner of my finger off there.
Nice. So those who don't know what a pipe cutter is, like a PVC pipe cutter, it's manually operated. It's not electric or anything. And so when Clint says he almost cut his finger off, he literally had to have been squeezing one on his other finger. It's not like it was a power tool, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless this is a new age PVC cutter that I don't know.
It's still manual, like a gripper.
Okay, so you manually, with one hand, had it in the blade, and manually with the other hand clipped it.
And I was coming across like this,
this is the equivalent. This would be the equivalent of a kid cutting the tip of their finger off with a pair of scissors.
Yes. So, guys, this is why Clint usually buys things pre-manufactured, because he's not the best at building his own.
Thank you, Andrew, for following. Thank you for joining us. Yeah. Hope you enjoy the show tonight.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, scary story there, dude.
That is crazy.
It's news to me that scaffolding is made out of PVC pipe.
Yeah, I've never seen any scaffolding made out of PVC.
No. Oh, my gosh.
It's weird that those guys would trust the PVC pipe to hold them up, like stories up.
No,
you know?
I'm saying that's crazy. I'm saying it's like a scaffolding, you know, like the building up of scaffolding, not actual. Oh my gosh.
Or if you guys have ever seen piping that's done under the house, that's PVC pipe.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I bought the kind that you would bury under the ground. You know, I didn't get the.
There you go.
I was pissed the whole time because if I would have just bought the thinner piece, I wouldn't have cut my finger. It would have cut butter. Would have had no problem. Just got that job done in 30 minutes or less.
Three quarter inch would have been just fine.
Hour and a half, 2 hours in, and just fighting.
Did she convince you to buy that Schedule 42, the real thick stuff? Like the wall was real thick too?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it was more expensive. Anyway, she worked me. That's
funny.
I want to go back and throw the pipe cutters at her, is what I want to do.
That's good.
Yeah, so that was pretty much my weekend in a nutshell. It's good though. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you good? You done, Clinton? Before I go out of my story,
I think I'm off my high horse here.
Your high horse.
My soapbox.
Well, like you guys said, my baby is not here yet, but I had a lot of happy Father's Days this weekend, and me and Clinton go to the same church. So that was cool. We had a celebration at church and the big shebang. We had barbecue sandwiches and giveaway a grill and some other stuff. And that was fun. And then I got to go out to Stillwater to be with my dad and hang out with him last night and then today. And so we went out and played a little golf today, this morning. And I don't know if I've ever told you guys on the podcast, but I think I've definitely told Clinton and Ryan that my dad, even though he's older and he's had four back surgeries, still whoops me in about 90% of the sports we do. And I'm not just talking about pool or, you know, golf or whatever. I'm talking like we can go out and play basketball and there's still a good chance he's going to whoop up on me. He's just got that dad superpower strength. Mm-hmm. So
I think he's got you mentally defeated a little bit, too.
Yes. It's kind of like the old Sooner-OSU rivalry. No matter how good OSU is, they get that loss, you know. It's just something about it. So we went out and played golf. We both started pretty rusty. I mean, we were driving pretty bad, hitting our irons pretty bad. And then we got to about the...
So it was kind of like golf with friends with me and you the other night, me and
yeah, Adam. For yeah. sure, mm-hmm. except that's putt-putt.
Right,
know?
But right. Hate that game.
Yeah. Well, Clinton's just pretty bad at it. That's why he hates it. But we were playing, and by about the seventh hole on the first nine, Dad was up three holes. So we were playing match play, so it didn't get too ugly. If you don't know what match play is in golf, you have your overall stroke play, which is how many strokes you are over par. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't want to make it look so ugly, you can just play match play with one and two people. And how that works is whoever had the best stroke play on that hole gets that point as the match right. play. So Dad was up three holes, and then the next three holes got pushed. And what that means is when you tie, you know, if you both get a par, it pushes to
either
the next hole.
Point.
So, yeah, so the next hole, whoever wins that gets two. Well, we pushed three, and I won and tied it up. I won and tied it up. So it was close. We went around, and we were to the back three of the last 18, and I was up one. And Dad looked at the scoreboard, you know, he's like, okay, we tied, am I? And he goes, oh, no, you're up. And I was like, yeah, that's right, I'm up. You know, trying to get my confidence up. Well, you know, my dad, he says, I'm just dangling the carrot, boy. I'm just dangling the carrot. That's what he tells me all the time. I'm just dangling the carrot. And, you know, I said, not this time. I'm going to finish strong. Well, sure enough, Dad comes back, ties it up that hole, and then wins the last two to go up by two holes.
There's a little spanking on you.
Well, let's hit up some news, boys.
Let's get it.
And just a warning, guys, there wasn't a lot this week. E3 hit last week, and, like, everybody was just, like, wore out. You can tell. All the news sites, everything just bleh. So,
well, yeah, everybody dumped everything they had at E3. What are they going to save it for the next week? For what reason?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, just be aware, we're working with what we got this week.
If you want some really good news, check out last week's episode. Get your fill.
Yeah.
Because we crammed, like, 19 hours at E3 into 2 hours, and you'll enjoy it.
That should be enough news for y'all for the next three weeks.
It was a two-hour post and a four-hour recorded. All right, moving to the news.
Leaks for Geeks.
All right, guys. I'm here with the news tonight. There's not very many big stories, but there are things worth mentioning. As Clint said, news is thin, but we're going to keep you updated anyways, okay? We've been staying with the Google Stadia, and every time I say Google Stadia, or I say Stadia, or I say I don't know what it is, Clint interrupts me and says, if you've been listening to the shows, he says, it's Stadia. We know what it is.
It's Stadia, Stadia, right? It's Stadia.
No, I remember you said Stadia. I researched it. We'll have to go back and check.
I'm pretty sure you did say Stadia, because then me and Ray were like, that sounds French.
I've been messing with him.
Stadia.
It's Stadia.
Oh, he's backpedaling now. He's been messing with me because he got called out live.
I never got called out live.
Anyways, guys, the guys over at Google call it Stadia. So we're going to call it Stadia. Clint was right the whole time, guys.
Hey,
right? We know he was.
We all know who was right. If you know Ryan was right, hit the like button. Share this.
That's gonna be like 95% of the time. Like.
Yep. Okay. Google Stadia. Not really any new news. If you remember all the info that I gave you guys last time about them giving kind of early entry, you get the controller and you get set up and you get to start gaming early and you get the all access pass and you get the newest Google Chrome that will stream 4K. That's what comes with that deal, which is actually a good deal. But if you don't need the Google Chrome thing, because say you've already got an Android TV box that does that, or you've got Apple TV box or whatever it is that you're running, you can instead, now they've made available, you don't have to sign up for that early bird deal, and you can just order the controller. If you want the controller but don't want to sign up for that, $69. So really, what's that, $10 more than a Xbox controller? Or maybe that's what Xbox controllers cost now.
I think they're around about 60.
If you guys plan on playing with Google Stadia, and we found out in E3, there's a lot more games coming. Ubisoft and a couple other ones are pretty much fully committed to sending all their games over there, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think you're going to be disappointed on game choices. Also, if you are playing Google Stadia, I think the controller being so seamless from watching videos to playing games and for your live streaming, it's got all the live stream buttons built in. I think it's a $60 investment's going to be well worth it. So I know if I'm playing, I'm going to get the controller. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
It also just looks like a really nice controller.
My biggest
that's the investment you make with anything, even the console, $60
right.
for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my biggest reservation, like, we were pumped. Originally, I thought it was going to be a PC, and then as we found out, it's going to be a console.
Yeah, it is kind of set up more like a digital console.
Yeah.
Or virtual console, if you may.
My only concern, and I'm sure Google may be banking on it, is when you first sign up, not having anybody to play with, right? So it's definitely a venture. Like, if you're going to do it, I would suggest, if you're the type that just goes on and plays with anybody, that's fine. You're probably going to have fun at it anyway. It'd be an okay investment. But if you're not, if you're the type that you only play with friends that you know, as far as your local friends, I would make sure someone's going in with you on it. Cause, and I only say that because if it's not going to be cross-platform, as far as, you know, and we're obviously going to maybe be breaking new ground with Microsoft and different things in the future. Mm-hmm. But that's my only reservation right now, is having enough people to play with and have fun with when it first launches.
Here's my expert opinion, guys. If you're really thinking about doing Google Stadia, what you should do, if you don't want to upfront, you know, send out the, what was it, 169, I think it was, no, 139, I think, to get both packages deals and you're in with the premium, you get 3 months free with that. If you don't want to commit that money, and you're kind of like Clinton, you're going, I don't know about all that. What I would do is wait till the first of the year, first part of next year, they said it's going to be coming out, not the first, but the first part of next year, where you can actually just play the free version, right? 1080p, right. 60 frames a second. You don't have to pay a dime. So you can play that on your computer, and then instead of buying a $60 game, because when you buy a game for Google Stadia, it's for Google Stadia. It's not for your PC. It's for the console. Mm-hmm. And so instead of doing that, sign up for the new Ubisoft. The new Ubisoft gives you over 100 games and more for only $15 a month. So pay for $15, play Google Stadia for free. You'll be able to check out how much you like it. You'll be able to play all kinds of different games from Ubisoft, and you'll be able to have your friends play. And anybody can risk $15 and see what it's all about. Yeah. That would be the frugal dad way to do it, and will probably more than likely be the way we do it, to be honest. But I may jump in because Christmas time I have more money than usual, so I may just kind of slap it in there, but I'm not sure.
Right.
Sorry, I have a question. Is Stadia, it's not cross-platform then? You can only play with other people who have it?
No, Stadia is cross-platform according to the games who allow cross-platform.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
And so it's not up to Stadia. Stadia wants to be across everything. Their whole deal, like their marketing deal is, hey, Google wanted to bring information to everybody and make it the most accessible, right, compared to anything it's ever been. Mm-hmm. Now we want to do the same thing with gaming.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Like
that's their market play.
I feel like most games you'd get on there, though, would be compatible with PC gaming, though.
You'd be surprised how many games. Yes, it is compatible with PC gaming, but it's got to be a game who allows cross-platform. Does that make sense?
So they allow you to connect up to the same servers and play in the same.
Right. Yeah, because there are games that exist on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation 3, but they're not cross-platform.
Right.
And so it's up to the game developer to say, yeah, we want these people to be able to play together. And then Google says we're behind it all the way, as long as the game developer's cool with it, type of thing. So they're leaving it in the game developer's hands and kind of washing their hands of it, if that makes sense.
Which, like I said last week on the episode, you know, Xbox did make the, or Microsoft did kind of push for the, hey, we're wanting to play ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're wanting to get our games and things like that out there. So
They're moving to the mobile market and your PC and all that stuff too.
Yeah,
just like the Stadia.
I think Sony's going to have no choice but to really get on board and eventually.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't heard anything from them. But, you know, Sony didn't take part in E3, so they may have something big up their sleeve, and they may be doing their own event here soon. I've kind of got a, like, have you ever seen Sony step out of E3? So I think something's going on there.
And I know they've released some information about the PS5 and different things like that, but nothing huge just yet. So we'll see.
The fact that we're seeing them and Nintendo and Microsoft all kind of playing ball together a little bit more than we're used to, I think there's something bigger in the mix.
Something shifting in gaming, which I like it. If I can sign up for an Xbox Pass and get access to 100-plus games, that's worth it for $15 that month. And the same thing with Ubisoft's subscription thing. Get over 100 games. I mean, as...
Most... most gamers spend, you know, every couple of months, they're going to spend $60. They're going to get a new game. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most gamers.
But for you know, three dads that are spending money on podcasts and trying to do game streams and things like mm-hmm. that, that's the perfect tool because you can just start streaming those games and play.
Right. And if money gets tight, options. We can cancel the subscription, kind of like mm-hmm. people do yeah. Netflix, you know. Yeah. Watch your show, binge watch it, turn it off. Yep. I like it, you yep. know. So, yeah, I like where it's going. I think as gamers, we wish they'd just take the big leap and say, hey, we're done with all this stuff, yeah. you know. Yeah, but they're not gonna. There's more yeah. money to make this way. So I'm just yeah. glad we're moving that way, if that makes sense. I'm happy
yeah.
about mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, they gotta make
small
money.
Victories.
Yeah.
If you guys have been watching our live streams, you'd be seeing that we have been playing a little bit of Borderlands 2, kind of getting ourselves amped up, ready for Borderlands 3, because it looks really good. Mm-hmm. And just want to let you guys know, we announced before that Borderlands 2 Handsome Collection, which includes Borderlands 2 and pre-sequel, and all download content for both of those games, which is over $200 worth of stuff, was free on the PlayStation. Well, now mm-hmm. it was $6 on PC, and now it's $3. Ooh. That's pretty much free, guys. $3, you get both games and all download content. And I'm running that game. Usually, you guys, if you've been paying attention, I usually run the game on Shadow, which is a high-end gaming computer. It's a virtual computer. And right now, Hunter's using Shadow while he's waiting on his new computer to come in, and I'm running that Borderlands game on my laptop, which is a mid-grade gaming computer. It's nothing special. Right. It runs it no problem. Mm-hmm. It's not at the top graphics, but it runs the game fine without any glitching or anything like that. So even if you're kind of a mid-level gamer, you can afford that for $3. I think you should just buy it just in case you ever want to play it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It's $3.
Yeah. It's deliriously fun.
Yeah, yes. No. I don't know if you guys heard him correctly out there. Over $200 worth of content, $3, okay,
yeah.
and some change on Steam. Go out there and get it. I don't know if you knew this, you could play 4-player online co-op mm-hmm. together. If you mm-hmm. count us right now, there's 1, 2, 3 of us. Maybe we'll have to have a game night. First one to get on the stream and comment might be able to play with us, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
So
yeah,
get out definitely. There, get that game. Let's play yeah. it together.
Let's do it. Let's do mm-hmm. it. I like
Let's
that
get idea. Hyped for Borderlands 3.
Heck yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Jake. Good to see you, man.
Hey,
just doing the old
hey,
gaming news here. Next one here I've got for you guys is, I mentioned it in the intro. I said Hunger Games. We thought it was finished, but I guess it's not. Now, the twist on that is not a another movie that's coming out. It's a game. And it's not a game mimicking the movies that already exist. It's a prequel. It's mm-hmm. going to tell us some of the backstory to Hunger Games, how it got to where it's at. When Hunger Games starts off. So if you're a Hunger Games fan, you like the books, you like the movies, mm-hmm. this is supposed to be pretty true to the books from what I've read. It's supposed to really give us a good backstory, and it's supposed to be a pretty – how does that make sense? It's supposed to be a pretty story-rich game. It's specifically okay. meant to tell us the backstory. It's not just like a, hey, let's play a movie game. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so I think it's going to be a little more in-depth. I'm sure it's not going to be the game of the year or anything, just to be honest, but I think for those who are fans out there, I think it's going to be cool. We don't have much other information on it right now other than it's in development. So that's pretty cool. And I'm sure the writer of Hunger Games is excited to have some more money coming in from it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fallout 76. I know you guys have probably been playing the Battle Royale on Fallout 76 that got announced on E3. People have liked it so much. It was supposed to be a beta, short-term test. People have liked it so much. Just so you guys know, if you've been playing, thinking, I wonder when they're going to turn this off, when we're not going to be done playing it, and how long we'll have to wait till they bring it back in full mode, they're not going to turn it off. They're going to leave it in beta mode indefinitely and then add updates to it as it gets better. And so it's there. It's in the game. It's not going anywhere. And that's what they've said. That's Bethesda. They said that that's a done deal right now. So hopefully they don't change their mind on that. Yep. I think people are liking it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I think mm-hmm. as we move on to, we're going to see a lot more games do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of keeping the content to yourself now that you can adjust the content doesn't make mm-hmm. much sense, right? We see more and more games doing the beta testing and going through these different phases. And really, that allows the game developers to you know, we think, oh, that's awesome, but really it's awesome for them because they paid game testers. You know, mm-hmm. they still do, But now they're getting tons of feedback from all their fans who actually play their game for free.
Yeah. Right.
And not only for free, some betas you pay for. Mm-hmm. So they're getting paid to get info from you. And so, yes, it's mm-hmm. beautiful for both sides. We like to be able to play games early. Mm-hmm. They like to be able to get free you know, info and free check-ins with us. Mm-hmm.
Well, so, what I was kind of pointing out is more like keeping it in that beta zone. Like you saw Fortnite do forever, and they just continue to update their stuff weekly mm-hmm. as to where instead of, you know, when if we first start seeing this, they'd make changes, updates to their games later on after they found all these bugs or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see more games just keep it in that beta zone type thing and just change it every week.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like we see more games that release. I mean, this is if you guys have played Fallout 76, it's different than the old Fallouts and the fact that it is MMO and all that kind of stuff, but it's not a battle royale game. And so the fact that these games are actually with download content, used to download content means you get a new map, you get some new missions, you get mm-hmm. a new character. Now download content means you may get like a whole nother layer to the game, a whole nother way to play the game, all completely new content or a whole new storyline added to the game.
Yeah,
it's just come so far from where it was 4 or 5 years ago that it's. I really like it. I love where it's gone.
A lot of games are doing holidays now. You know, it's Christmas mm-hmm. time. They'll throw some Christmas mm-hmm. decor on there.
Yeah, I like
kind
it.
Of stuff. So, yeah, I think the more the future, you know, we move ahead, I think things will continually just update in real time at some mm-hmm. point. You know, right now you have to download a patch, but I think at some point, sometime, things will just change within the game.
Without right. What already has. It already has. It's called Google Stadia. Google Stadia has no downloads, no updates, nothing like that. Even if you decide to play a game, you click on the game and you just play it. You don't download it. Your internet speed doesn't matter. It's ready mm-hmm. to go. That's a new thing. We don't even know what that looks like.
So they're saying even if they patch it, the game's just going to stay live? They're not going to shut it down?
Yep. Yep. You'll just get on, and once the patch is on, it'll be on. That's it.
We'll see if that's real. Cool. We'll see.
Right.
I wonder, there's got to be something.
You're saying will there be no time at all that it's shut down?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying one day I see a future where there's no shutdown. We just have to without ever having to shut down.
Yeah, like
that's
what
I'm
talking about.
I'm sure they'll still have a shutdown. They're just not going to make you wait when you go log on. You don't have to click download. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Picture the day, like Clint's saying, where you're playing the game and they need an update, and all of a sudden just this wall of update comes to your player and just mm-hmm. goes past it and it's updated.
Yep. That'd be sweet.
All of a sudden, you're standing in a field, and all of a sudden, you're in a house. I don't know if people would like that.
Yeah.
I think you got to at least log off and log back on to set the update, but I get what you're saying.
It would probably make you do that, I'm sure.
Everybody just in the middle of a huge battle royale. Oh, my gosh. There's a city here where it used to be a field. It'd be crazy.
That's funny. I guess you're right. I guess you're kind of right about that.
But it's still, I think it is going to get more, like, instant. Like you just go and boom, for sure. It's there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You just have to reload it like a page on the internet.
Yeah. Right. Yep. That's it. Yep. That's how I see it going with Stadia, but we don't know. It's all guesswork for right now. Yeah, you know, Google's not too big on over-promising, under-delivering, though. Like, you know, a lot of your smaller companies, they do that a lot. You don't mm-hmm. see Google do that too often. Yeah. And so I think we can...
We'll see. This is a whole new realm for them, you know? So we'll see.
Sure is.
We'll see how they do with it.
Yeah, sure. And if you're new to listening to the show and you haven't checked out Google Stadia, that's November is when that's coming out, just so you guys know. That's when that's going to be available for everybody.
Yeah,
we've mentioned that on other shows, but I figured I'd throw it out there.
I'll probably hop on and do the free version, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't
I think it's a good idea. Anyway. Yep, neither do I. I don't have 4K screen. Well, I do the projector, but I don't game down there, so it's kind of like disappointing sometimes. Like, I wish I was down there playing.
Yeah. I get it.
But
I'm going to do what I usually do and let Clinton spend the money, and then after he tells me how it is, I'll...
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be your guinea pig.
All right. My last little tidbit of news, guys, is for Mortal Kombat 11. I know we talked about it a couple weeks ago, brought you some info on it. This game is just doing really well, real popular, and it's because they're doing some things different. They're keeping updates. They're making some changes. Not that Mortal Kombat hasn't been doing well in the past, but 11 seems to be kind of shaking things up. Mm-hmm. They're adding the first update that's coming out, which will be download content also. The download content will include their first new character. And their first new character, if I butch this, you guys have to forgive me, but I think it's Shang Tsung. That's the first new character out of 6 more characters that are coming.
He's an original, isn't he?
Okay. I think so. It's Shangtsung. He's coming in. He's the download content right now. And at the same time that they release that download content, they're going to release the Season of Blood. What is that, you may ask? Season of Blood is the first of many seasons that'll come. This is a competitive league combat season that runs for 4 weeks, meaning it's going to change the combat portion of online play into a tournament kind of style, where you're going up ranks in the sense of you're going to, for that four-week portion, you pick your character. There will be a certain theme, certain items that you can earn, certain cosmetics and different, you know, bonuses you can get for ranking up. Mm-hmm. And you fight through the ranks, but you're fighting through the ranks against other real people that are around your rank. You beat them, you go up, you lose, you may go down until you work your way to the top and you earn everything there is to earn for that season. At the end of that four-week season, which the first one is Season of Blood, they're going to start another season. So you can get a new character, you're going to battle and learn his ways and go through a whole season with him. So I think that's going to be a huge chunk of content they're adding to the game. And I think it's right on time for how long the game's been out. They're going to drop this. That'll release that. You're going to get exclusives in the sense of, you know, cosmetic stuff, like I said. But also they're going to put out new daily and seasonal quests for you to get. Basically, like, you could call it achievements, but really you're hunting for these different gifts, these different freebies that they're going to give you for accomplishing the quests. So you can get quests in three different ways, from the daily quest, or you can get, what would you say, gifts in three different ways, completing the daily quest, completing the seasonal quest, or also ranking up within the actual Season of Blood. So that sounds pretty good. And that's I think that's all I've got here. Let me double check over this real quick. Oh, yes. There's 9 tiers to the ranking system. Just so you guys know, as you're moving through it, the 9 tiers, it starts with Apprentice, and the last tier, you'll know you've made it if you're an Elder God.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
I'm curious to see what that character looks like.
Yeah, I don't know if it's released it yet or not. I haven't seen.
Because I remember the Mortal Kombat character who would jump up and, like, kick you multiple times while he's running.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I thought that was him, but maybe not.
Probably him.
Yeah. Backpack AB.
Yep.
Backpack AB. All right.
Sounds good. I'm pumped. I really want to try that Mortal Kombat, but you know how I am. I can't go buy it full price right now. I got to wait.
Yeah.
Around Christmas, Hunter will have a report for you.
Yeah, when it comes out for $3, we'll own that thing, baby.
It'll be a while before it's $3. I've heard it's, like, the best one.
Yeah, I'm just messing around.
Since the original. It'd be $3 in, like, 6 years.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna let Hunter bring you a little review of his choice this week. So let's roll on over.
Order! Order in the court! What's your plea?
I'm sorry. I can't plea.
This is the final verdict.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the final verdict, and this week I'm bringing a game to you, one of Marvel's greatest, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, one of Marvel's greatest, Black Panther. No, I'm just playing. The best Marvel Universe character, Spider-Man. That's what we're talking about today. My favorite hero, and should be your favorite hero, because he's the best. He's the best there is, okay?
Okay.
Undisputed, unarguable Spider-Man. Yes, I did cry for the first Avengers, and it was just for Spider-Man.
Yeah. He does what a Spider-Man can, you know?
That's right. So, I'm excited to break down this game. I started it a long time ago, and then I kind of took a break, not by choice, just kind of let it slip through. Life got busy. I picked it back up, and I just recently finished it, like, last week. Mm-hmm. And man, I feel like I only got good things to say about this game. There is a couple things, I guess, if I dig, I can find. But I'm just going to go into it a little bit, bring up some topics, talk, you know, you guys, of course, chime in if you want to ask any questions about it, and we can talk about them. But, and then I'll give you my final verdict at the end.
Okay.
So one thing we talked about when we were talking about photorealism last podcast is the graphics in this game. look great. I mean, they are beautiful. I think that's a big key in making you feel like the superhero is making it look realistic. You don't want to swing around looking like a block character, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No offense to those Minecraft players out there, but I loved this game, and I think it's one of those things that when I started the game, it shows a cinematic of Peter Parker leaving his apartment and swinging to go to a disturbance that came over the radio. And he's swinging, and then all of a sudden, the camera goes right back behind him, and then you're taking control of the game, just out of the cinematic. No load screen, no nothing, just a transition, and then all of a sudden, it's telling you, you better click this or you're going to fall. So you got to hit the button to the web swing, you know?
Straight into the real gameplay.
Straight into the real game. So we talked about this last week, but that is a huge plus for me. Like, that wins me over. Me and Ryan had this conversation. I would rather you dumb down your cinematic graphic to match the game than actually make this amazing, like, movie quality cinematic and give us doo-doo when we start the game, okay?
Yeah, it just crushes me. Crushes my spirits. Yes. I'm like, no.
So, plus, right out the gate, good job, Spider-Man. Starting strong, you know, taking your cinematic to your game, no changes, beautiful. Mm-hmm. I was super pumped. I mean, there's not a lot of games these days that I get my hands on, like Spider-Man, Red Dead, where the intro opens up, and as soon as you start the game, you're like crawling. You're just excited. This one did it for me with those graphics. Graphics are great. The animations are great, and fighting, and web-slinging. Nothing looked broken. The only time I'd say the graphics looked broken is when I would mess up web-slinging. And I would just be going way too fast and all of a sudden smack into the side of a building, you know. it'd kind of be funny, I think, if they had made something where, like, if you smacked into the side of the building, he actually hit it hard and then said something.
Messes
like,
with your vision or something.
Yeah, or he's like, come on, dude. Or, you know, because I know Spider-Man never breaks the fourth wall, but he's funny. So he could have said something funny there. But other than that, I didn't see any cracks in the graphics. It looked really smooth. And then moving on to the storyline. The storyline was great. I would say that this storyline actually grew as it went on. I wouldn't say that it was boring at first, but it was one of those ones that it kind of seemed hard to get invested. You didn't know what was going on, really. And, like, okay, this is Peter Parker. It's kind of slow. Why aren't we fighting all the bad guys yet? Right. But as it went on, it got deeper and deeper, and it really did feel like a Peter Parker story. They did a really good job of making it feel Marvel Universe, where that has been missing in some of the past games for sure. So, great job on the storytelling.
So this new Avengers could kind of take note on that then.
Yes, for sure. I would say if the Avengers need a model their superhero game after something, it would be this one. They need to really try to look into doing that.
I'd be surprised if they make it that catching story wise. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they make that good. It'll be if they do, I think it'll be one of the top games.
Yes.
But I don't think they will.
Yeah, I could go into that. Like that could be a whole other thing talking about what it should be and following each character and lining their story up together.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But, so the storyline on this, great, ended great, didn't leave me wanting, it didn't leave me wanting on Spider-Man's end. There's some stuff that happens at the end of the game. I don't know if it's been out long enough, maybe I shouldn't tell you that yet if you haven't played it.
Probably don't give up the ending.
I'm not going to give any spoilers.
Thank you, Jace, thanks for the follow, man. We love it, we love you guys. Hit like that to holler at you every time. We need you.
That's right. Thank you. So good storyline. Loved it. It kept you engaged, especially at the end. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of excitement. You keep going. There's more and more villains coming your way. It didn't drag on. But at the end, I guess I wish they would have ended it just a little bit differently. They kind of did the thing. I did enjoy this. At the end of the game, I won't give away spoilers, but I do want you to know, they did the classic Marvel ending. Where the game ends, they roll the credits. After the credits, there's a cutscene.
I like
it. So that was cool. And it was nostalgic. It made you feel good.
Cool.
And so, anyways, so storyline, great. Fighting was smooth. It did feel like you had complete control over Spider-Man and the way he moved. It was fluent. It was kind of like, I've told you guys before how much I loved Assassin's Creed, the one where it was the Revolutionary War. You just sliced
the
people.
Yeah, the mechanics yes. of fighting and moving. Yep.
Yes. And this one had a unique way of making you not feel like you're just mashing buttons. And
I
you
like that.
Are. I mean, you are mashing buttons. That is the end of the story. You get to hit square to punch and kick. But there's many things. I would say this is the first Spider-Man that I felt like you had to dodge a lot compared to the old ones. Bullets, people hitting you. There's a lot of technique you had to use. It wasn't just a beat 'em up. You could use different techniques like sticking people to the wall, sticking people to the ground. You could throw web bombs and just blow people to the walls and stick them on there. You could pick up things like manhole covers and newspaper stands and swing them at people. I mean,
would you say that they did a pretty good job maybe pulling from? I'm pretty sure the Batman game came out first for DC. Would you say that? And that one was a real big hit, right? The mechanics, the way the fighting went. You say they kind of said, okay, let's maybe make this new Spider-Man game a little more in depth like that.
But they made it in a way to where it's specific to Spider-Man, because when you're playing that Batman game, it still is really smooth the way you fight, but you feel clunky because Batman's big. Because
you're Batman,
You feel like a powerhouse. On this one, Spider-Man's doing all the acrobatics. He's flipping over people. He's spinning in the air. He's kicking people. There's finishers that he does, all these crazy web finishers, and it just... They did an excellent job in the fighting to make you feel like the superhero. It's not just a punch, 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 punch to the knockout. I mean, there's so many different things you can do. I couldn't even, I mean, I'd go on for 10 minutes telling you all the things you can do in the combat. So that was great. Fighting was great. Made you feel powerful. Many different ways to block, to counter, to do all these different things with your web slinging, to your fighting, fist fighting.
And as for game content, is it a specifically story mode game?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, okay, so there's story mode and then there's side missions.
Okay.
There's tons and tons of side missions. I haven't 100%.
Is it like an open world or?
Yes, it's New York. So it's open world New York.
Okay.
So it is. It's not going to be as big as some of your other open world games.
Right, I get
sure.
it. Yeah.
But it is classic New York. It feels like one of the best Spider-Man games I've ever played, I think, was Spider-Man 3 for PlayStation 2, and it allowed you to go through the web slinging was great in that game. It was the whole New York.
I think I played that one.
Yeah,
that was the first one to. That was the first one to really grab me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. And they actually that was the first one where they integrated the webs were actually going towards buildings instead of just straight up in the air, and you could be up above the buildings just slinging into the air.
The mechanics on that one was a huge leap from the one before.
So this one, you know, took all that and more, made it better. And that's actually what I was about to talk about after the fighting is web slinging. Again, really smooth if you're good at it. So you can be very unsmooth. Yes, you can be very unsmooth. I will say it doesn't take a lot to get it down. It's not a very difficult thing. You can be very basic in your web slinging, or you can be really flashy and flary and do sweet stuff. Things like running up a building and then flinging yourself off of it way up in the air and then keep going. Or you can just go beside the buildings and do your basic web slinging. There's tricks you can do in the air. Between web slings, you can hold down, you have to unlock these. You hold down two buttons at a time and push on the stick different ways. You'll do back flips, front flips, side, so you can be super flary. It's super cool.
Right. So they kind of made even the travel fun.
Yes.
Not just
the
fighting. Yeah.
And it feels so fast, and it feels like you're flying through the air. I'm scared of heights in real life. I don't know if our viewers know that. There is times in this game where you're running up a huge building and you sit on the edge and you're like, oh. Like, ooh,
you feel
that
it.
Looks creepy. Yeah.
That's and a good
so
engine. I like
another
that.
Another mechanic, too, is when you leap off a building, if you push down the joystick, instead of just falling, you know, like this in the old games, you just fall straight like this all the way down.
Yeah.
He goes into a dive, and you're just looking down, going straight down into this. And so after I played it for a while, I'd get to the point where it'd be fun to go up on those high buildings and jump and dive down to almost where you almost hit the ground and then save yourself real fast with the web, you know.
That's
cool. So, again, in the fighting and the web slinging combined, you just feel powerful. Like, they've just done a great job of making you feel like you're the hero. You're the one
doing
it.
They've captured what it is to be Spider-Man really well, it sounds
like. Yes, yes. Yeah. And that's what brings the nostalgia in. And like we had talked about last week, that's what takes you to another place.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you feel like you're doing something else, you know?
Yeah.
You're not just controlling it, but you are the superhero. It's super fun.
Right.
That's cool.
The content is great in the main story plus the side missions. Like I said, I finished all the missions, like the storyline missions, but I have not finished all the side missions. Some side missions include things like taking pictures of all the, because, you know, Peter Parker, photographer, you know, you take pictures of all the landmarks around New York. Now, this is a cool concept because there is actual landmarks from New York, plus there's landmarks from the Marvel Universe, like the building Doctor Strange is in that game. It's in New York.
That makes sense.
You can go take a picture. The Avengers building is the new added one to this game, and it is in New York. It stands. It's one of the tallest buildings in the game.
Okay.
It's got the big O Avengers A on the side.
Yeah.
There's different things like that, and you go around the city taking pictures. Once you 100% complete that, you can unlock things like skins. There's so many different suits you can wear in this game. There's also side missions for backpacks. He's got these backpacks that I guess he's left from high school all around the city. You have to go and find these backpacks, and when you find them, it's a backpack against the building with the web over it, you know. And so in these, there's little souvenirs or Easter eggs, and each one you open is from the past, and he talks about it, you know. There's a couple of those.
I think I did that when I came over and played it at your place.
It's super cool because it connects you to the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, so you can kind of achievement hunt in a way. That's kind of what you're doing. You're trying to get all that content. It's got not just achievements, but it's also giving you some story and some things like that to make it worthwhile to chase all that stuff down.
That's kind of one of the things that Batman really made popular, Arkham Asylum. You know, they were one of the first ones that really started doing that lore stuff where you find something and it tells you a little something about the backstory or about
The games,
you know, maybe something within the comic or, you know,
right,
obscure that you might not normally catch.
And it seems like, you know, gamers are caring more and more about, if I'm going to play a campaign game, I want it to be like a good story.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's not a full-on RPG, which I guess every game's kind of an RPG, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Those games aren't really RPGs, but you could kind of find yourself in that character and in that story, and you're grabbing hold of not just the gameplay, but the fact that it feels like you're watching a movie and you're learning more and you're gaining as you go through the game. And that's getting definitely more and more popular, and the creators are catering to that more and more. And so I think we're seeing good results from that.
And what was really impressive to me about the game, too, was they didn't make the city feel empty. So that was something I remember on the old one, on the PS3, back in the day, or Spider-Man 3, was the city always just felt kind of empty. There wasn't a lot going on.
Yeah.
In this game, there's a lot of pedestrians, you know, they're doing their own thing. Spider-Man reacts, you know, to the civilians and things like that. So to me, that kind of stuff was like really eye-catching whenever I tried it out.
And it changes as you go. So when you first start out the game, it looks like regular New York. There's people walking throughout. Well, because of the storyline, the way it takes over, there's an agency that starts coming in like an army, and they start locking down different sections of the city. And as you go on in the story, then the city starts, you start seeing roadblocks put up.
Okay.
Start seeing camps put up in Central Park, and it changes. The whole environment of the city changes as you go, and they did really good at that, not just making the city the same and empty and tons of things you can interact with. There's, you know, artsy districts of the city. There's, you know, non-artsy parts of the city and rougher parts of the city. And, and so they did a really good job of that. They also did a good job of making you feel like you're playing as Peter Parker and Spider-Man. Different conflicts on both sides. You even get to play a little bit of gameplay as what's her name? Why did I just go blank? Mary Jane. You get to play a little
bit
of Mary Jane. Yeah, and even Miles Morales, and you may not know who that is, but I'm not going to tell you if you're not a huge Spider-Man fan, because that might give some stuff away.
I got you.
Okay.
So, Miles Morales, you get to play as him a little bit. He's part in the story, which I super geeked out about. and then, so, yeah, so it makes you feel like Spider-Man. The content and the side missions are great, and there's tons of great Easter eggs. This is the last thing I'm going to touch on before I give you my rating. There's tons of great Easter eggs and shout-outs to the Marvel Universe. Just like I said, in the backpacks even. Like, in the backpacks, you'll see some stuff from different villains that he's already faced mm-hmm. that aren't in this game, but you know it's a part of the Marvel mm-hmm. Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And then things like, there in one of the backpacks, there was a picture of Spider-Man saving this little kid's balloon. And that was from Spider-Man 3, the game. Like, that was one of the missions. You swing around and save the balloons in the city. So, throwing back to Easter eggs to hint towards the old games, throwing back to Easter eggs to hint from the old movies, from the old, you know, universe. In fact, one of the things you can do in this game is land on the streets and walk in the crowds. And if you tap square, Spider-Man kind of waves like, hey, how's it going, guys? Hey. And if you keep tapping that square button, he does this and he points at him, hey. And that is a throwback to the Spider-Man 3 movie, which was my least favorite one with Tobey Maguire, because it was so cheesy, it threw me off. I didn't want to watch it anymore. I was mad because there was that scene where he went all gothic looking, and he was walking through the streets doing his dance, you know, and then he went, hey, and he's going, hey, you know, like Mr. Cool Guy. And that, I did not like that. That threw me off. Yeah. So that is an Easter egg to that movie. When you start clicking it, he does the little point, hey, and I thought that was hilarious. That made me crack up. So, tons of cool Easter eggs. There's even a mission where you go into a Halloween party, and there's people dressed like the old school comic Spider-Man villains. You know, like Electro, that's got the big like yellow Electro eyes and stuff like that. So that's super cool. They did a great job not just making this. We're going to make this a Spider-Man game. This is going to be the storyline. But they dug deeper. They took the time to put some stuff in there from the big fans. And they still made it streamlined enough that if you're not a huge fan of the Spider-Man universe, that you're still going to enjoy it, you know? So overall, well,
I think that's a game maker mistake that they do sometimes where they're like, well, you know, we've made 14 Spider-Man games in the past. So let's just pump out another one with a new story. The problem is with that, the market changes, right? And so you may, now, obviously, there's a huge influx of Marvel fans from the movies. And so to just make a game as if it's just another one in the line of games, you're not really doing justice to all the new Spider-Man fans, all the new Marvel fans, you know what I mean, who are in it because of the new movies that are so popular. And so really to give them a full quality, basically a game that even if you don't know those backstories, the game is in-depth enough that it's good on its own. You know what I mean? And the backstories for those who are fans and have been fans. I think that sounds like a good balance they did.
Sweet. Yep. You got any input on it, Clint, before I hit my final verdict button?
Well, I was sitting there talking and realized I muted my mic for a second.
What's new, son? What's new?
No, I think overall it's a good game. Graphics, again, look amazing. I think you covered quite a bit. But my biggest deal was the interactions. I like the interactions with the civilians. I like that there's a lot of unlockables. One of the other big things that I liked that would add to the depth of the game that I think was a smart move on their part for a superhero game is being able to access unlockable costumes. You know, all that kind of stuff. And the variety of costumes they had. I mean, they had costumes from the movies, costumes from the comics. You know,
from multiverses.
Yeah, from multiverses, like all sorts of costumes they could wear and change his play style. I thought that was pretty cool. So, yeah, I was a big fan of that. So, solid game. I mean, it's one of those games that's pretty timeless. You can pick it up anytime. So when it's, you know, $5 on the GameStop rat or, you know, wherever, I think it's a good buy, a good playthrough.
Yeah.
So what's your final verdict, Big Papa?
Isn't
your game review.
Oh, okay. I thought we were all throwing in a final verdict.
Ryan hasn't even played it, has he?
No,
I haven't.
Yeah, so
Yeah, kind of hard.
But if you want to play, how much have you played of it, Clint? If you've played enough where you think you can rate it, then I'll definitely take one from you.
I've only played like maybe 2-3 hours of it, so not
a
ton. Yeah,
get out of here then.
Yeah, not as much as you have, son.
Yeah, you're disqualified.
I think I got Red Dead Redemption shortly after as well.
Yeah, me too. That's why I dropped it for a little while, but I need to go back. Now I need to go back and beat Red Dead since I beat this one.
There you go.
So, anyway, so yeah, let's get down to the final verdict. I gave this a 9 out of 10.
Whoa.
And, yeah, that's big for me because I feel like 10 out of 10 is perfect and there is no perfect game out there.
Right, so 9 out of 10 for Hunter, if you guys are new to the show, that's a big rating.
Yeah, so I would probably say from the gameplay, the storyline, and the smoothness of this whole play, I would give it an 8 out of 10. But because of nostalgia, it dragged me to the 9. And I think, if you don't know this already, there is a Stan Lee cameo in this video game. I think that did it for me. I was like, ooh, Marvel, you got it. Mm. Giving you a 9 out of 10. I had to do it. And I think something that got me pumped enough, too, to give it a 9 is there's definitely some Easter eggs and some pointers in the game that are pointing towards there's going to be another one of these games, for sure.
Okay. I like it. So it's gonna be like Batman. It's gonna have its universe and it's gonna continue on. Is what it sounds like. That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Spider-Man for PS4. Where's the camera at? It's right here, not there. It's right here. 9 out of 10, baby. 9 out of 10.
And I'm assuming you mean across the board, not just for that. I mean, I know you didn't play the others, so the other versions.
Were the other Spider-Mans?
Well, no, the other consoles.
Right.
PC.
Oh, it's an exclusive.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See, I never knew that. Wow.
It's a PS4 exclusive.
Learn something new every day.
That's really surprising.
So Xbox just got poo-pooed on, didn't they?
How do you do an exclusive on a Marvel? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty positive. Let me look that up. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I gotta look it up. Everybody's...
Let's see. You're gonna get a little background noise.
I'm just acting like I'm looking it up. I'm gonna let them do it, though.
Yeah, it looks like it is, bro.
That's crazy.
Because right here, someone's putting in, like, you can play it on PC with a PS4 emulator. That's really the only way. Huh. Wow. That's very shocking. Wow. Wonder how they secured that deal.
Money. That's my best guess.
Money. Yep.
Yeah. But it's good. I'm sad that people can't play it on other consoles and PC. That's my only...
Well, that was an awesome game review, Hunter. I loved it, and I feel like I really want to try that game out now.
Yeah.
You got me kind of amped up on it, especially just getting a 9 out of 10 from you automatically makes me go, I'm going to check that thing out. But I don't have a PS4, so I don't know how that's going to work out.
Maybe that's something we can sit down and do a playthrough of.
Maybe.
Yeah, for sure. So for those of you out there who have friends that have a PS4... go play it with them. If not, we're sorry.
You're screwed.
Yeah. Sorry for you. All right.
Clint, you're going to bang us with some, gadgets and gifts? That's what you're hitting us with next?
Yeah.
Did you say you're going to bang us?
Bang us with those things.
I'm going to lob some stuff your direction and see if you like it.
Lob, bang. Right. You're there.
We'll see if a little some of it sticks, you know?
Is this your first gadgets and gifts segment out of 20 episodes?
Yes.
It is.
Oh, I'm very interested.
We'll see if he can top me and Ryan. I don't know.
I was throwing my own spin on it, okay?
Are ye scurvy dogs? Where's me Luca?
So, guys, I kind of, you know, it was a little wild trying to get all this information together. My phone went out today, like, completely out. Couldn't do any searching. Like it went out with Cox apparently because it wasn't working for AT&T. Oh man! So
went out with Cox.
Yeah, it's one of them.
That'll be a soundbite.
I guess Cox cable isn't everywhere for people. So
it's funny.
Anyway, for those of you listening, that's in a different state that doesn't have Cox cable. That's an internet
Cox
provider.
Cable is Oklahoma's Comcast.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
COX.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, not the other. Okay. So the first things I was going to go through, guys, I wanted to hit up some like funny kid stuff, and I know we've done some of that before for Gadgets and Gifts, but then I also wanted to just mention some old failures in our gaming landscape. of accessories and whatnot. So I made a little list here. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it. I thought it was pretty cool. So the first the first one I wanted to mention here is Nintendo's U-Force. Have you guys ever heard of this?
I have not.
No,
it was made back in the 80s, son. So it is a motion controller peripheral that was released by Nintendo Entertainment System back in the late 1980s. In some ways, it was pretty, you know, I guess futuristic. Like, they were doing a real good job as far as being pioneers. But unfortunately, it was one of those that kind of fell on its face.
Really?
Yeah. So, basically how it worked, it did a full body motion sensing rig. It picked up what you were doing on your, with your hands and your arms. Let me see if I can pull up a video here. So it shows the guy trying to play here. So you would use your hands like to move a surface or, you know, to make things happen. Kind of like, you know, like the current day, like Kinect or when Xbox tried to do that. Anyway, so yeah, you'd use your hands and your arms. And like if you're playing Mike Tyson's Punch Out, you're punching and that kind of thing. Well, unfortunately, it was a big dud. The gestures didn't pick up right.
It's like a little laptop that folds out.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like a little.
It's really weird.
What in the world?
And think of that—that was in the 1980s, guys. So I mean, they were thinking of—they had good ideas back then. They just didn't have the technology to make it happen. So that's one of them that was just kind of a complete miss. Wanted to mention that. So go and check it out, guys. You can look up pictures of it on the audio stream. Another one was the Power Glove. Is arguably the most iconic gaming peripheral of all time.
Who made that one? Nintendo also? Or?
Yes. Basically, the peripheral was featured in the 1989 film The Wizard, which I did not know. Mm. It was essentially a two-hour Nintendo commercial.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. What? So the film's antagonist was Lucas Barton and unveils the Power Glove from a briefcase and gives viewers an extended on-screen demo of Rad Racer.
Wow.
Yeah. After Lucas finishes, he turns to the audience and says, "The Power Glove. It's so bad. It's too it's too bad he was, you know, describing a literal description of the Power Glove."
Hey, you can find it on eBay right now, guys. It's obviously a collector's item. It's $84 on eBay.
Nice.
Comes with the original game that came with it called Glove Ball because they couldn't come up with a better name.
Oh, that's bad. You know it's bad when it's that. Oh,
that's good.
Man, that's funny. And then another one is the Roll and Rocker. This was an accessory that was made by the notorious LJN Toy Company and made for Nintendo Entertainment. So a lot of this is older stuff. So Nintendo's, of course, you know, was the thing back in the day. So they produced.
Yeah, they were everything.
Yeah, they were producing a lot of this out there kind of stuff. This was used by, you use this by standing on top of the thing and you'd shift your weight and act as the D-pad. So the D-pad for you casual gamers or you new people to gamers, or if you're not a gamer just like the show, the D-pad is the little cross symbol that's on the controller you use your arrows with. So anyway, you would use that and you would plug it into the NES controller. And then you'd use the A and B buttons to, you know, select and start and select and that kind of thing.
Anyway. So there's a new board out for exercise that's like a little, it almost looks like a skateboard with a little bull in the middle of it. You kind of stand on it and wobble around. I think it's called a wobble board. But
really?
This kind of makes me think of that, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, really, really wasn't popular. It worked pretty poorly, sometimes not at all. In other cases, there are promotional materials and packaging that exaggerated the device's actual capabilities. So it just set it up for failure. But yeah, that was another one that was busted out in the 1980s. I was really surprised when I looked it up because I didn't think this stuff would even exist back then, right? I mean, I knew of, I remember the gun, you know, the gun that you'd use on like Duck Hunt.
Oh, that was awesome, though. That was epic.
But, yeah, but I never knew any of this stuff. You know, any of this kind of stuff even existed, so.
There's a list of games here that it was supposed to work with that didn't work on any of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Adventure Island. It keeps walking right no matter what. Execubike keeps going down no matter what. Skate or Die goes in circles constantly. Kung Fu Ducks always goes right. Metal Gear It does nothing at all. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 walks in place, but you don't go anywhere. Nice. In 1943, Just Fridgets, which I've never heard of that one.
Just Fridgets, huh?
Yeah, it says it just goes around a lot. I don't even know what that means. So you'd have to know that game, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so some of this stuff's pretty cool. They also did Nintendo Speedboard. And this was released back in 1991.
Mm.
So it says here, we're still trying to figure out just how this contraption could actually help someone be better at a game. yeah, it allows you to isolate your index finger in order to be able to quickly press the A or B button, as well as the left directional button. That's what you would think it's intended for. But in theory, it wasn't very helpful. Like the track and field, it was designed for games like that would be like button mashing, like the old track and field. I don't know if you guys ever played that back in the day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was released in 1991, and it was essentially a single piece of plastic designed to house the NES controller in the middle. In other words, it was a single piece of molded plastic that sold for $20. It's about $30 in today's currency. So that's basically funny. A stand. You would put your controller on it, and you get what I'm saying? So then you had
right.
that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you just sit there and mash it. But anyway, wow, what a... I bet they made a ton of money off it, though.
You could just...
Yeah, yeah, basically it's basically meant to keep it stable, so you don't have to hold your controller. You can just like this at your fingers only. Yep. Yeah, your index fingers.
Yep. So you can just build one with PVC pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do your own stand.
That stuff's strong enough.
Make sure you buy the inch and a half.
Afterwards,
they make scaffolding of that stuff.
Hey, afterwards, you can press the buttons with your nubbins. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And if it doesn't work out, you just sell it to some builders because they'll use it for scaffolding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's another one, guys, that I didn't know existed as well. Yeah, I'm just going to keep moving. Sorry. I was in the moment. My bad. I'll go back and listen to it later.
He's going to cut it out. He's going to cut it out of the podcast. Yeah.
Never. No. I keep in a lot of things you say, Hunter. Just not the boring stuff. Oh, okay. So, guys, check this out. I didn't know this existed. Did not know this existed.
Well, I didn't know any of these existed so far.
Well, that was kind of the point, right? I wanted to dig out right. these things from the grave.
Yeah, these are awesome. Yeah. I love them.
Okay. So, Resident Evil 4. You guys remember that game?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, real good game. There was a Resident Evil 4 chainsaw controller, guys.
What?
Yes, yes. So the Resident Evil 4 controller was released by Newbie in 2005 for the Nintendo GameCube and PlayStation 2. The chainsaw controller mimicked the look of its own game weapon used by Los Ganados against main character Leon. From a purely aesthetic standpoint, the chainsaw controller looks pretty darn cool.
But yeah, I'm looking at it here.
Yeah.
It is cool looking.
But the controller is about one-third the size of the actual chainsaw and featured some of the highly detailed blood splatters, with PS2 version being even more gory than the GameCube version. Although the chainsaw controller looked great, it didn't function well as a replacement controller and was relegated to shelves of collectors. The controller... should receive some credit for being an interesting special edition item that can actually be used. But the problem was it was cumbersome and hard to play with. Newbie claimed the controller would improve the Resident Evil experience, but the awkward button placement made it difficult for players to control both analog sticks in the same way that they would with the standard controller. The controller looks
It looks
great,
like it was made to be collectible.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. Your special edition. Here you go, guys.
Mm-hmm. It is cool, though. I've never seen that before.
Yeah. Now, another one that I saw, guys, that was a pretty popular as far as, like, being one of the number one, like, worst things out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I threw away my other notes, so you'll have to bear with me in just a minute. is this, and this was made by Nintendo back in 1985. So, I mean, mm-hmm. We didn't even exist, guys. I mean, Hunter definitely didn't exist. Is Rob the Robot and I think I've seen pictures of this guy, and I'm going to pull him up here. There's perhaps no peripheral more infamous than Nintendo's Rob the Robot, short for Robotic Operating Buddy. It was released in 1985.
I pop one up here on eBay that doesn't work. It won't power on, and it's $200.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's definitely a collector item.
Yeah, so here's Rob. This is what Rob looks like, guys. So,
I love all the Trojan history stuff.
I know, that was weird. I didn't know the video was going to go into all that. I just wanted to see what Rob looked like. So Rob works with a grand total of two games that set up physical obstacles for him to move around while a CRT television flashed him directions on the screen. Rob was released with intention of marketing Nintendo Entertainment System as a toy in order to alleviate retail fears following the North American video game crash of 1983.
Interesting.
Rob was included in a deluxe set, a configuration for console that includes Rob and the pack in software Gyromite. The other game, Stack Up, was packaged separately and included in its own physical game pieces. While Rob was pretty cool looking, he didn't provide anything of substance. The games weren't any better with the inclusion.
He's like a cross between Short Circuit and what's the new movie?
Wally.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
That's what he's making me think about.
That's what I thought of when I saw it was Wally.
That's funny.
Oh, so, yeah. And that's pretty cool. So Nintendo was actually the crash of 83. Do you guys know about that? Kind
of
what the story was on that? So what happened was Nintendo, it was so hot and heavy, like all the video games that were coming out with like Atari and things like that, that all of a sudden people just started, I mean, if it breathed, they made a game about it, right? And so that's what led to this whole E.T. Remember we talked about E.T. in the quiz of it being buried in a garbage dump? Well, that was the whole deal. Like E.T. was such a horrible game. Like it was awful. Right. And so that's what happened. The game market got oversaturated. Everybody had their hand in it because it was a big money-making deal.
Right.
And people were just getting burnt left and right on these video games, so they just quit buying them. You know what I mean?
Almost like a natural boycott. People just kind of got fed up for a little while.
They were just like, every game that comes out is poo-poo.
Right, right.
Makes sense. It's a waste of money. And so so it's interesting that Nintendo tried to make this robot to combat that. That's pretty cool. I did not know that, so there's a little tidbit on that, guys. So moving on from the video game part of the gadgets and gifts, we're going to move on into some weird kid stuff, okay?
All right. Can't wait.
So, yeah, there's some weird things out there, guys. The first one, which I think is probably the best one, and I have a video of that, actually, is this is called, let's see. The Funboy Bubble modeling of the fart.
Wow.
What?
That's right, guys.
Funboy Bubble.
Modeling of the fart. So fart. I'm going to pull this video up of a fart boy or funny boy, fart boy, whatever. This is a real thing, guys. It's a grown man bending over, and it has a bubble blower attached to his butthole.
Wow.
And, yeah, and so it moves up and down. And that's supposed to be his hand, guys. That's supposed to be an arm.
I gotta wait for it to load up here.
Yeah, me too. Mine's delayed.
We should remake that. We could probably make a lot of money nowadays remaking that.
Oh, you know you could. Yeah.
Hey, when we start breaking some ground, we can make them modeled after each one of us, and they can choose which character.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, that is real, guys.
What?
What's the little deal underneath him? Oh, it's dipping into the bubbles.
Yeah,
oh, no.
That's the bubble dipper. But that would be, I guess, what he's, I don't know, like a poop bucket.
Oh, man. Know. What's wrong with him is his face. He looks like he's half monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's
like,
kinda
like,
got. He's kind of got this face that's very sexual. I don't want to go any further than that.
Yeah.
But that is not right.
Well, it looks like Olive off of Popeye.
Yeah.
Yes.
The male version of olive oil, yeah.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. What a weird gift. Yeah. That had to be made in China, right? Offense intended, but
there was some Asian writing above it. I'll just say that.
Just so you guys know, this is on sale on Amazon.com for $8.05. You got to pay $3 for shipping.
So, oh, this is a current item?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's why I was talking about remaking, because I was thinking nostalgic of all the old stuff.
So someone put this down June 6th, actually.
They're making money. They're making money on Funboy Bubble. Wow. Yeah.
Verified purchase, guys. This is a review. Okay, it was purely an impulse buy, but it's hilarious. The song it plays is a bit loud, but it does the job.
It plays music, too.
It does the job of entertaining and blowing bubbles. It's not the finest piece of craftsmanship, but it's not meant to be.
Wow. So now what if you put some like brown dye in the bubbles?
Ooh, it gets worse, yeah. That's pretty darn.
Would you even be able to see the different colored bubbles?
I don't know.
Oh yeah. You can put pink dye and stuff like that in bubbles.
Yeah, because it's just made of soap and water, so you just have a glossy piece of brown going through through the sky. That's hilarious, guys. Okay.
I'm just trying to think of, like, you know, I try to give every object a chance. Like, well, if you used it in this scenario, then maybe, but I can't. Like, I just really can't.
What's funny is I know me and Claire would get a kick out of it, right? Like, I know it's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's super weird and taboo kind of in a way, right? Like, Mom wouldn't have it. But then there's
I'm pretty sure I'm going to buy that
laughing.
For somebody.
Yeah, like a gag gift.
Yeah, that's a gift. Oh, yeah.
That's the only time I could think of it.
You give that away at church for the Dirty Santa
deal.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
That's good.
Unfortunately, all I can think about is children's church because they love the bubble.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. But that would not go good in children's church. I'll tell you that right now.
You'd probably be an ex kids pastor at that point.
Yeah, excommunicated from the church.
That's funny though. Okay, so the next one, I got two more here. One is funny. The other one just seems wrong.
Okay. But I wanted to talk about this last one was both. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you want me to end with the funny or end with the wrong?
Wrong.
Okay.
End with the wrong.
So this next one, guys, is a game that you can buy called Duty Heads. Darren Duty Head game.
He's got the poop and fart on the brain today.
Yeah. Well, everything I looked up that was weird was just poop. Right, so that's why I said at the beginning, if it's not poop, it's not cute.
They were crappy items.
Yeah, they're reference to the crap.
Okay. Hey, I searched up Duty Head, and there's a lot. This obviously like some big.
This is
some big players out there. Even Good Mythical Morning did a video on this one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So this
they
is.
Played it.
This is right now on sale. If you have a Prime member, if you're not a Prime member, it's $15, guys. If you're a Prime member, it's $9 right now. Get it for you and the kiddos. Have some crappy fun. Okay? This is Darren Duty Head game. It comes with three duties included, which is these little foam swirly poops, right?
Yeah.
Almost like the poop emoji. You could almost pass them off as like a cinnamon bun, too. Like if you didn't know it was supposed to be poop.
I've never seen a cinnamon bun that looks like that, Clint. I'm sorry. I can't justify that.
It comes with two Velcro hats that are included. And literally, you just keep score. You play this game. You put it on your head. And on the box, it says, try and catch the duty onto your head to find out who is the ultimate duty head. Nah. So there you go. And it's got little points, if you notice, on the hat. Like in the yellow, there's 50 points. In the middle, there's 100. And so it's kind of it's like playing darts. And so you score,
So if you guys aren't understanding, throwing the turds at each other. The turds stick to the Velcro, guys. Yep. So it's like the old Ketchum game where you got the little the glove. And the ball, except for your head is the glove and the ball is duty.
Yep.
Yes.
So that looks like a lot of fun. I might buy that. That's almost fun enough to play with Claire. Like,
hey, look, there's another one called Tossing Head Games. It's the same thing. But it's made with actual balls and head with Velcro. So just kind of took that and ran with the duty.
Yeah. This is like they did the more socially acceptable one.
Yeah.
I'm going with the duty head all the way, though, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, you might as well.
I mean, you gotta go for that one. So that was the one that was a little funnier, a little more lighthearted.
Make an adult version and throw some other things.
Voila. little drinking game to it. Yeah. I can see a lot of adults getting into that.
No, I think you missed it. I mean, I think you missed what Ryan was talking about.
No, because I didn't even see what he was doing. I was oblivious.
Well, you could be called a crap head, but there's also other words that you could call somebody.
Okay. I thought he meant add some other things to it. Like
going for the forehead.
I'd say, Hunter, I'm going for the good side, but then there's no good side. Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one too, Clinton.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't zing Hunter back when you didn't even listen to his zing.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah, but he was listening to me.
Yeah,
hey, and by the way, I lied. I have two more left.
Okay, wow. You're forgiven.
Yep. So this next one, guys, is on eBay, or not eBay, Amazon, for 30 big ones. $30. Mm. Really more like 31 because it's $30.73. This actually has 3-star review. 624 people have reviewed this sucker. Let's see. It is called Poopsie Slime Surprise Unicorn Rainbow Bright Star. Or Oopsie Starlight.
What a name.
Yeah.
Poopsie Slime Surprise. This is popular, guys.
Yeah.
Like, this is real popular. It's a whole chain of things.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Kind of goes along with the LOL dolls, right? Kind of that style.
Yep.
So
Shopkins, all that stuff, yep.
If you look it up, I don't know if you will or not, the unicorn looks kind of like a cutesy, maybe anime style kind of cartoon character. Kind of that new, you know, you see a lot of the LOL dolls nowadays and things like that. It looks kind of like that. From what I'm looking at, this comes with some different ingredients, like it comes with a little Slurpee cup. There's food that you give the unicorn, okay? Mm-hmm. And she has a special little sparkle toilet seat, little commode, mm-hmm. sparkle commode here. You feed Poopsie, or whatever you want to name her. You feed her.
Sounds like a question.
Yeah.
Poopsie?
Eh? So.
Do you feed her?
Yeah. Do you? Do you? I don't know. So you feed her. And then she poops. She poops out the turds. And then you can put little sparklies on it.
Okay, this guy.
She comes with one shirt.
Oh, yeah.
She comes with one shirt, a diaper, a spoon, hairbrush, a cleaning tool, because she gets dirty, guys, and a measuring cup.
This is like a whole chain. This is a whole chain, too, guys. Like, there's Poopsie purses that look like a turd emoji, but this isn't like your normal turd emoji because they're fancy for girls, right? Because remember, they're selling this to, like, the girls who have been getting LOLs and uh-huh. been getting Shopkins. So uh-huh. instead of having a bunch of little foods that are characters, when you buy a Poopsie surprise pack, you get little turds that are characters. Like, they're little – but they're – I'm serious. But they're all different characters. Like, one might be pink, one might be white and glittery, and they've all got names like, you know, Poopsie Pie and Poopsie Burrito or, you know, I don't know. I'm making stuff up, but – it's just like Shopkins and the other surprise packs, except for all the characters are turds.
Yeah.
And really, they're not turds, right? They're diarrhea. Because they're like a little spiraled. You know what I mean? But yes, they do. They have bags for it. They have everything. Like, it's a whole line.
I would call that a soft-serve poop.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
There you go.
It's got to be big, because when I started typing it into Google, it finished it for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's huge. So, I got a review.
Huge.
I got a huge review here, a little 1-star by Deborah. That's what we'll call her. I won't name the rest. It's called Constipated Unicorn. This was posted November 4th of 2018, guys. She says, follow the directions to the T 3 separate times without anything moving past the esophagus. If it were a real unicorn, I would have been worried I may have accidentally sent everything down the trachea and we would have had an aspiration pneumonia full of glittery bacteria. But alas, or alas, however you want to pronounce that, there is one portal of entry and exit, and it was occluded with each passing attempt. The first time the unit was set to feed, and the dust had passed through, but the water immediately congealed everything in the upper passage, and nothing further went down. I spent a subsequent 20 minutes eradicating the blockage with tubing and silverware and tweezers and finally relieved every last bit of glittery vomit, not poop. The second and third attempts went exactly the same. There was ultimately no unicorn poops or tears. Only my daughter's sadness reflected each time. I should have returned it after the second failed attempt. And now we're stuck with a really terrible $60 constipated unicorn. They should have sent a bottle of Miralax along with it.
That was $60?
It's 65. Well, that's for that big kit. It's like a super ultimate kit.
Yeah, there's different packs you can buy. Yeah.
The normal surprise poopsie packs are like $9 or something. Yeah. But what's funny is I'm kind of a slime connoisseur. Me and my daughter will make slime all the time of all different sorts, mixing whatever we can think of to mix in it and come up with the new slimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I don't even have to read the directions on that. You probably are not supposed to mix the activator, which is the powder, along with the liquid inside of Poopsie, because of course it's going to congeal, because that means you just made slime inside of Poopsie. You're supposed to have the water in the toilet bowl, and the powder falls through and out the butt and makes slime in the toilet bowl. I don't even have to read the directions, and I'm probably sure that's the way that works.
Or maybe the powder goes at the end, and so when the water passes through, it turns
to poop. Something like that. Yeah, it could be, but usually you're not gonna, because slime can get real thick if you get too much powder to water ratio. It just gets almost like rubber. So of course it's not gonna ever come through. You know what I mean? It's not like liquidy.
Right.
And so yeah.
Even if it was liquidy, to get stuck in a little bit would stay behind each time.
Yeah.
So,
so I don't think that's the way it's supposed to be done.
The only way I think it would work is like you said, Ryan. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
We need to market and make these toys, Ryan.
I know. We need to become toy makers. Delirious Dad's Toys. I like it.
It's a good name.
I think we need to make that version of that poop head game.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Money.
That's money.
Money,
that's
money.
Money, dude.
And we could gear it towards teenagers because, you know,
we're dads. I don't think you're still not following. You'll catch up later.
No.
Man, maybe.
We'll have to tell you after the thing's over.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Boy, I'm oblivious today, guys. That's okay, though. I'll be your entertainment for the night. You can laugh at me. I don't care. Send me your
people
money.
That are listening won't know what we're talking about either, because it was visual signals.
Visual. Okay. The next one, guys, this is the last one. This is the more disturbing one. It's a real toy, but I couldn't find it anymore, so I think it probably got canceled.
Okay.
Like, it was one of those, like, it was starting up, and then it was, like,
too disturbing.
Too disturbing. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
you
guys.
You pushed the envelope too far type thing.
Yeah. It's, Baby's First Baby. It's a doll that this guy created.
The name is weird already.
Yeah. He's more of an artist. But anyway, Baby's First Baby. It's a doll.
Oh, my gosh.
That this guy made. It literally is a baby that is pregnant. And so it's got the little...
That's weird.
It's got the little embryo, right? Comes with a separate embryo. And then I guess it goes inside the baby, from what I can tell. And then it comes with little bottles, like these little bottles, and looks like a little rag or whatever for the baby and a little diaper. Anyway, so your baby.
I got an add-on package here that says also comes in twins.
What? No.
Yep, I see it here too. I see it here too.
Wow. Yeah. So it's real pregnancy in action. So the baby's pregnant too. It's pretty crazy.
That's weird.
Oh, the twins are creepy, bro.
Are they?
Pull up the twins. They look like they're all like baby oiled up, like they were just born. It's really weird. Very weird.
So don't look for these. Like, don't go out and buy these for your kids. It'll just scare them. Like, I'm looking at this baby right now, and it's a Chucky doll.
I mean, you'll
doll.
Be probably...
It's a Chucky doll.
You'll be confused forever, wondering, scroll down. Babies don't have babies?
Scroll down a couple lines, and there's one that says cravings. Look at that one.
Oh, yeah, for the advertisement? Yeah, it's really
just
weird.
The eye shot.
Cravings. I don't see it. Hold
disturbing.
On. Let me get to it.
When you search it,
page.
When you search it on Google, you have the also available twins on the right. Then you go down a couple lines, and there's just that eyes. It says cravings.
Freaking weird, man. Weird marketing and everything.
Yeah.
You're wrong for that. Whoever made that, you're wrong for that.
Do you think that's real? Or was it a gag?
I don't think it was a gag. It is a real doll. I don't know. I don't think it's like a massively like, hey, I put it out for sale. But it's definitely like this guy made it. It was definitely geared towards.
It looks real.
I mean, it's real. It just did never get mass produced. That's
funny.
Sense. Like it got shut pretty.
Oh, so you're telling me no big brands bought him on this idea? They're like, yeah, let's make a baby that has an embryo baby inside. And if that's not enough, we can buy the twins. Yeah, let's buy that idea.
Yeah, that's
nice. One.
Johnson & Johnson, slap our name on it. Yeah, right. That's
I'm
crazy.
Happy that didn't happen.
Yeah. Huffington posted an article on it, like, really? Is this guy serious? So, yeah. So another one that's out there, guys, is these Savage, they're Feisty Pets, I think is the name of it. Let's see. Because I was going to end on that, but then I'm like, oh, that's a little too sad, you know?
I got you.
I had these other guys in mind, and they look pretty crazy. I don't know if you guys have heard of them. They are Feisty Pets. Have you guys seen these?
Where they have the sharp teeth?
Yes, yes. So there's
different ones. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
This one's a unicorn.
He's making money on those.
Yeah. So it starts out as a cutesy, you know, kind of like Poopsie. Like Poopsie the unicorn. But then you just gave her constipation, right? That review. And so then she makes the sharp teeth look.
Eyes change and everything. Look like evil little demon dolls.
Let me pull it up for the stream so you guys can see.
These aren't really made for kids either. Your kids would be scared of their stuffed animals having nightmares at night. This is more like a gimmick. Like it's a funny gift. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't give it to your toddler.
They make masks, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. There's the difference. Goes from that to that, guys. Pretty crazy.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing, and that's $15 on the old Amazon.
I'd pay $15 for one of those.
Yeah, not bad. That's for the Prime. I don't know. It doesn't show the regular price, so maybe you can only get it as a Prime member.
There's a giant Feisty Pet prank video on YouTube where the guy's in like a whole suit, and then he gets people to like come up and hug him, and then then it turns into the creepy one.
This one's 8.5 feet tall.
Really?
What's that?
That's crazy.
That's probably what this one is here. That's probably what they use for the prank.
Yeah, that's scary. Anyway.
Did you see the mask? The mask looks weird where it's just like a regular guy and he's got the teddy bear head on.
Yeah, so you do
that one's weird.
I guess you do a quick squeeze behind the head and that's what makes him they just change the face. Just like a puppet.
Yeah.
Get you.
Weird stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, from Feisty Pets to Poop, I hope you guys enjoyed this show.
Hey, I wanna get Claire that for her birthday.
Oh, man.
I tell you,
anytime she's bad, I'll be like, I'm going to go get your unicorn.
Feisty Pet.
I tell you, we could just combine all these. If you get Claire one of these, you'll probably have a poop buddy, and it'll end up on your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get her the pregnant baby, though, because that would really confuse her.
No.
She had already been running around telling us that she had a baby in her belly, so I don't need to endorse that.
Let's steer clear of that one.
Yeah. Well, it was a really good show, guys. Thank you for sticking it out to the end for the viewers on Facebook and the viewers on Twitch. This week we were a little light on the news, but Ryan did a great job. Pulled it home. We appreciate it, buddy. Good job, Hunter. Excellent review of Spider-Man. Couldn't have said it better myself.
And Clint, you know, you can do a little better next time, but I like the first try.
Hey, no problem. for you guys listening, we really appreciate it. Go to our Facebook page, like and share. Give us a review on Facebook. That'd really help. No one's reviewed yet.
Yes, we need that. Good.
Head up to iTunes, rate and review on that. We can't see if you subscribe, but if you do, we appreciate it. We will be working on a contest very soon. We're just waiting on the company to get back with us on when they want to do it. I don't think there's anything else we were going to talk about
we
that was pressing.
We are going
was there?
To get that wax video out, we promise.
Oh, yes, the waxing. Yes. The wax nipples. We have not forgotten for those of you who missed out.
But we did have a family tragedy, so we couldn't have had a better reason to have not put it out. It's a legit
That's true. Reason
why we haven't. So
Personal life got involved.
If you guys don't forgive us for delaying the video, you're horrible people. Pretty much is the way that works.
Yeah, so two episodes ago, there was a quiz. Some people lost. Waxing of the nipples was awarded to the losers. It's going to happen. Hang out. Mm-hmm. Check that out whenever we release it. You're going to love it. I feel bad for those with hairy nipples. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
So, yep.
I'm not even the main loser, and I'm getting the blur. I think I'm going to get the brunt of this.
Oh, you gave it away. I was trying to leave it all mystical. Or, you know, like, ooh.
No, they already know. We talked about this. My chest is
there. Yeah, they know who lost.
Yeah, that's true. That's all right.
And I was looking at mine just the other day thinking, this ain't going to be nothing. It's going to be all good because I don't have very hairy nipples.
Yep. Well, we can do your belly hair if you want.
We could, but I don't want.
Do you see him perk up?
Yep. They did. My in the audio stream, his eyes perked right up.
So, in the audio stream or in the video stream?
In your mom's stream.
Yep, she still has one. All right, guys. Stay delirious.
Stay daddy.
And stay gaming. This has been a Delirious Dads production. For more information about the show, visit our website at www.deliriousdadsgaming.com. You can also find us on facebook.com/deliriousdadsgaming, twitch.tv, and YouTube. Make sure you like and share our pages to help us grow the channel. You can listen to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Please leave a rating and review if you enjoy the show. Thank you again for listening, and we hope to see you next time.